Our scripture comes from the book of the prophet Jeremiah once again today. From the second chapter, beginning in verse 4, ending with verse 13. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what wrong did your ancestors find in me that they went far from me and went after worthless things and became worthless themselves? They did not say, where is the Lord who brought us up from the land of Egypt, who led us in the wilderness, in the lands of deserts and pits, in the land of drought and deep darkness, in a land that no one passes through, where no one lives? I brought you into a plentiful land to eat its fruit and its good things, but when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priest did not say, where is the Lord? Those who handle the law did not know me. The rulers transgressed against me, and prophets prophesied by Baal, and went after things that do not profit. Therefore, once more I accuse you, says the Lord, and I accuse your children's children. Cross to the coast of Cyprus and look to Kedar, and examine with care. See if there has ever been such a thing. Has a nation changed its goods, even though there are no gods? Has a nation changed its gods, even though there are no gods? But my people have changed their glory for something that does not profit. Be a and be shocked. Be utterly desolate, says the Lord. For my people have two evils. They have forsaken the fountain of water, and they have dug out cisterns for themselves, cracked cisterns that can hold no water. This is the word of our Lord this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O great and mighty God, we do thank you this day for your word, and we thank you, Lord, for the prophet Jeremiah. We thank you, Lord, for the words that came his way, the words that he spoke to those around him, the word of the Lord that came to him to be revealed in its time. We thank you, Lord, for that word not only in that day, but that word for us today as your children who believe your word, children who believe in that which you have given us, that which you have left us, and the generations yet to come. I ask, Lord, this day that you hold us close in these moments that are at hand, that you be with us, that you bless us, and you just allow the words and meditations of my heart this day to be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I do pray. Amen.